To an outside observer, a simple solution to hoarding may be simply to clear out the stuff, throw things away, and help the person become organized. Though this strategy may help, it is likely that the person will return to accumulating possessions and will eventually end up with the same, if not more, clutter than they had. This particular intervention technique also tends to result in high levels of distress or anxiety. Many times, a person's possessions, or in some cases, animals, help to fill an emotional void in their lives. Taking away these items can be traumatizing, further adding to the cycle. A multi-level treatment approach may be most effective when used in conjunction with cleaning, organizing, and discarding of items. The sooner treatment is sought, the more effective it is in preventing severe cases of hoarding. Information regarding treatment can be found from the Mayo Clinic. One treatment is psychotherapy, specifically cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT addresses emotions, behaviors, and thought processes. These help lead to specific actions a person can take in their recovery. CBT is something that only a trained professional should do. The therapist should have experience in treating hoarding, and the person needs to understand that this therapy can take a long time, but can be successful. Group therapy can also be successful in helping the person feel less shame and secrecy about their hoarding. Medications, such as antidepressants, are also used along with therapy because hoarding can be part of a co-occurring mental illness. These can help a person find greater mental stability. However, some people do not respond well to the medications.